Welcome back to the Pitch Pod. I'm Jeff Stebbins. Join alongside me, the man of the hour, Joe Janner. Joe, how are you today?
You said it, of the hour. Time's a ticking to a big game for this upcoming weekend. Yeah?
Oh, man. I mean, this is one of my favorite times of year because there's so many good competitions going on. La Liga, sure, you might think El Clasico, but you know, I like to focus on this Madrid matchup, Joe. You got Atletico and Real, two heavyweights of La Liga, two historic clubs going at it. I mean, this is a pretty exciting time of year.
Yeah, you've now seen some or several of these clubs have opportunity to be involved, not only multiple matches within their domestic league, but you've seen some of them play outside of there. Those contests, so you can start to see how some players are fitting in, some managers are approaching what they're doing, and now they are, and as you mentioned, have the opportunity here in this Madrid derby to really face up. I mean, you're looking at a 2 versus 3, a second place versus 3 in the standings, and 2 points separating. So, you know, I think both unbeaten as well, should be mentioned at this phase of the contest.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting that you mentioned that. So, Real Madrid, they've, you know, historically competed with Barcelona for the title of La Liga and some other clubs as well. But when you see that Barcelona's at the top of the table, and then you look at Real Madrid's lineup with Mbappe, right, among others, like, you got to think, like, how long are they going to stay there, and how are they there, you know, as of now? I mean, you got to think with that goal differential, you got to think Real Madrid can just score at will against opponents. So does that surprise you, or do you think, hey, it's only been match day 7 at this point, it's too early to really make too many opinions about?
Well, now we're getting there. I mean, it kind of goes back to what I was saying before. Now you're in, you've had 7 matches and you had some contests outside of it. You're getting close. I like to look at that 10-game mark as maybe one where you're starting to think, okay, these guys should have figured out a lot, not only, I mean, in regards to the manager's perspective, like where their best 11 is, but how do these guys that are new into the squad, like you mentioned in Mbappe, then start to feel like they completely fit in and can be utilized and be effective and perform at their highest level. I think, yeah, they're probably just ready to put it into that next gear. And this may be the match to see it. You know, I think they're both going to be playing to win. So it's going to take a Real Madrid side that's going to play at their best. And it's going to take a Mbappe that's ready to go and ready to show up and show others why he is the guy that they went did all the work to get into their squad, to bring into the club.
Yeah, and that kind of brings me to my other question, Joe, is, you know, he's been doing well. He's been scoring goals. He's, you know, he is Mbappe. You're going to get one of the best players in the world. But I guess my question is, you know, is he the guy? Is he putting out the output that you expected? Is he being as dominant on the pitch? Or are you kind of surprised that Vinicius Jr. is still kind of holding his weight and still one of the stars of the team? And number one, and then, you know, with so much speed that they have on the pitch, you know, how would a team even go about defending against a squad that has a Vinicius Jr., a Mbappe, who are just so fast?
There's a couple bits to that, you know, in a sense that, yes, definitely two attacking players that you have to be well prepared for. You hope you have a team in opposition that can defend that type of dynamic attacking prowess. And on the other side, that yeah, you're just waiting for Mbappe then to really truly, as I've said, the squad themselves to get into gear could be taking some time. It's a new league, new team, new opportunity to show if and how that player is going to be seen as dominant or as great as they've been projected to from early on in their career. Now that here they are in Real Madrid, they're in a top league, they're now being asked to perform at another level to show they have what they have, what it takes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, let's not forget who they're going up against. It's in Madrid. Atletico, you know, they can play rough. They can play with finesse. They're ready for all challenges. And I've always been a big fan of Griezmann, but what are some initial thoughts in terms of Atletico Madrid and where they're at thus far this season?
I mean, Atletico Madrid in third place, unbeaten, and relevant in the conversation at this phase, that has to be something that they're happy with, and that they are excited that they are doing well. That's good for them, that they need to be in this place. It's of their makeup to have and to challenge every year. And as long as they're, I would say right now in the spot they are, they're going to be considered. I mean, there's really just the 6 points behind the top spot. That means they do have to continue to go out and perform and get the results. They are hosting. You have to look to consider that that gives them somewhat of a slight advantage. It's still then up to the players on the pitch in the game to get the job done.
Absolutely. And we already talked about the stars, Vinicius and Mbappe and Griezmann, but who are some other players that you think might have an impact? I guess I'll just say mine. You know, if he's in good form, I've always been a fan of Luka Modric, the number 10 for Real Madrid. I think when he comes on second half, yes, he's older, but I think he can still set players up and make some beautiful assists. So he's one I'll keep my eyes on if he's on the roster and he's not injured currently. I know he's kind of had some flare-ups of an old injury as of late. So, but he's one I'll have my eyes on. But who are some other potential impact players from either side, Joe?
Probably looking beyond the impact players to how Atletico Madrid seems to, I mean, I suggested it throughout the final or last campaigns, been able to put together a solid, well-balanced squad to get, you know, perform and get the results as needed. So I'd probably look to see more so what they do as a team and how they play together than individual players to show out at this point.
Yeah, and maybe that's the challenge. I mean, they obviously can afford to bring on some quality players, and they don't seem to have a limit with spending, so they can afford the best in the world, but I guess it's more of a matter of getting the best in the world to collaborate and play together as a team, which they have been very well. But again, Barcelona, as we approach match day 8, is still at the top of the table. So, but I think you have a valid point there, Joe. And as far as that goes, is that a team culture thing, or how would a manager go about building that team identity?
It's competitive. You make it from the way they approach training to the way that selections are understood to be evaluated, or rather the evaluation to make the selections, to the expectations of how those players perform once they are selected to be the starting 11 to go into a game such as this. And then from that, going back and rinse and repeat, if you will, it's just making sure that everybody's clear and has an understanding of what it takes to be the people that need to be out on the pitch to perform and get the results. So I think that is what has been done over the years, so that they will continue to do so. Here's an opportunity again. I mean, that's why we're talking about this. It's match day 8. We're talking about Real Madrid in second. We're talking about Atletico Madrid in third, separated by 2 points. And unbeaten both. So I think you're going to see a good game. I think I know where I'm going with my prediction. I think I know just about how this one's going to go down, unless you got anything else to add, Jeff.
Well, no, I like what you said there. You kind of mentioned expectations, a competitive environment, leadership of players and coach, lead by example. So that, I mean, that seems to me to be the way to get a team to play together. And I also ask that just because, you know, it'll be interesting as Americans to see how that goes on our soil with our new coach, as he's referred to that being necessary here in the U.S. So we'll see how that goes. So that's also part of the reason I asked the question. I just want to get your take on that. But Joe, why don't you go ahead and lead off here? And I'm looking forward to hearing your prediction on this one, because I think it's going to be a nail biter.
Yes, and I've all but essentially said it. I mean, if you look, both have had or done what they need to do to remain unbeaten. And part of that sometimes in this game is to do what you need to do to get by with the draw. I'm not saying that both are set up necessarily. That would be by any means what their approach would be or what their desire would be. But I do have a feeling that due to where these are, these two teams, what they're trying to achieve, it might lend itself to a little bit more cautionary than they would if this was a, you know, absolutely have to win situation, which you could argue whether it is in the case. So without all that being said, I think this ends in a 2-2 draw.
That's a great prediction. I could easily see that play out. And by the way, as from a viewer's perspective, that's a fun game to watch. You know, a game with four goals in it, back and forth, back and forth. So that would be fun to watch as a viewer for sure. You know, I was thinking about that myself. I was like, you know, I do see multiple goals in this one. I do think it's going to be a fun environment in Madrid. But I got to go with the team that I think is better. And even though maybe they got some room to grow, they're not at the top of the table yet, I got to go with Real Madrid, right? They have Mbappe, Vinicius Jr., among others. Rodrigo, did we mention Rodrigo?
No, I can't forget. That is a potential impact player as well.
I mean, yeah. So I'm going to go with Real Madrid, and I have them winning this game, Joe. I have them winning this 3-2.
Could be an exciting match. It could very well be the back and forth, as I suggested, or with, you know, a result of Jabot. That would be somebody coming through. Could it be Mbappe? We'll see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be a fun one. And either way, I can't imagine it's going to be an easy victory for either squad. And it should be a lot of down to the wire, rough and tough play, which is always fun from a viewer's perspective. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Please like and subscribe. And as always, keep pitching out there.